Hello there, it's Jen Collier here, and I hope you're all well and that our recording today is reaching you loud and clear. Now, I say that because if, like so many of us of a certain age, you find that people seem to mumble more these days and that the radio and television seems much quieter and even more muffled, even when you turn up the volume, or even that often you have to ask people to repeat what they said. Well then, you'll be very interested to hear from our guest today. Audiologist Carolina Ruprich, director of the Hearcare Centre at Specsavers in Epsom, specialises in hearing loss. And I'm delighted that she's taken time out of her busy schedule to talk to us today. So welcome to Epsom and Yule Talking Newspaper, Carolina.
Hi there.
It's going to be lovely going through everything with you today. Now, could you begin by telling us why regular hearing checks are so important and possibly even more so when vision is impaired?
Well, we rely on all our senses, and when one sense is not as good, we need to start working on the other ones. As we get older, we should get a hearing tested to make sure we hear as well as we could. Hearing tests can also show different ailments and problems with our skin on our ears, infections in ears which needs to be sorted out, and other issues.
Now how do we know that it's not just some wax in our ears? I mean, for example, on a plane journey, you might I often find that both my ears go deaf and then I can't hear for a couple of weeks afterwards due to wax. So how do we know if our loss isn't due to wax?
When you come in for a hearing test, the audiologist will check your ears for wax to make sure that the hearing test is done when your ears are in the best state. And the audiologist will look into your ears, and if there is wax in there, they will tell you what to do next.
Okay, could you give us the heads up on that? What should one do next? Buy some special oil that you can buy over the counter in Boots, for example? And how do they work?
So the first step is usually using drops in your ears. This is only okay if you've never been told not to do it due to some other issues like perforated eardrums. But normally you can go to any pharmacy or Specsavers or Boots. You can get eardrops, which will soften the wax. And what will happen next is the ears constantly move inside, and as the wax is softer, it will push the wax outwards, and then the ears will be clear, ready for a hearing test.
That sounds simple enough. So you're ready for your hearing test. Now, what actually happens to our hearing as we get older? And does loss of hearing happen to everybody, or do some people live to a ripe old age and hear clear as a bell?
So hearing loss happens to most people. As we get older, our ears deteriorate. Our ears are exposed to a lot of noise throughout our lives. The cells in our ears deteriorate due to the exposure to noise and other factors related to aging. They are no longer as effective in amplifying all the sounds. We start losing high frequencies first. In speech, these are the sharp sounding consonants like S and T or F. If we don't hear these consonants as well, speech becomes muffled. This is why people with age-related hearing loss would often say people are mumbling these days or people don't speak properly nowadays. The sad thing is age-related hearing loss is irreversible, and it's called presbyacusis.
I hadn't heard that name before. So is there anything we can do to hear better in noisy environments? Now, given that most people, I think, dislike the very idea of wearing a hearing aid.
Well, unfortunately, when you have a hearing loss, the best thing you can do is to have good hearing aids. Hearing aids will be directional, which means they can focus on speech and not all the noise around you. I also recommend to position yourself in the right place when you're at a party or any social gathering. If you stand with your back to a wall, there will be no noise behind you for you to hear. This way you should find speech easier to understand. Also, avoiding echoey rooms with hard surfaces will help. Smaller venues with soft furnishings and carpets absorb more noise, so it's easier to hear there.
Oh, there's some interesting tips there. Is there anything we can do to hang on to our good hearing if we think we're hearing fine?
Well, there is no way to escape age-related hearing loss. It will happen to us regardless. However, there are a few things you can do to stop further damage. If using machines or power tools, wear ear defenders. If you often attend concerts or big music venues, get yourself some good earplugs. A good pair will allow you to hear music and speech, but will block the extraneous noise. And don't use cotton buds. If you damage your eardrum, you can damage your hearing further.
Ah, the word cotton buds comes to mind. Who hasn't popped a little cotton bud in the ear to, you know, in an effort to clear the ears? And in fact, I believe they do a lot more harm. What actually happens when you poke around your ears with a cotton bud?
So two things might happen. One, which is the worst case scenario, you can actually perforate your eardrum. Oh, and sometimes they don't hear. They don't heal, sorry. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're older and your skin is not as elastic as it used to be, it can take longer for the eardrums to heal, or they'll never heal at all. The other thing that happens, if you already have wax in your ears and push a cotton bud in, you actually keep pushing the wax further in and you keep impacting the wax. And basically, you're making yourself an earplug. And that's difficult to remove later.
Good Lord. Okay. Because I believe that there's, well, I don't know, syringing of ears, does that still happen? Is that painful?
So there are different methods of wax removal. Syringing is the old method, which a lot of surgeries and hospitals stop doing because it's not actually that safe. There is a new method called microsuction, which doesn't involve any water. So it's basically a little machine going in and sucking the wax out without causing further damage. We do that in Specsavers. A lot of ENTs do it and some GPs do it as well.
Is that free of charge or is there a cost involved?
If it's done at the GP or in the hospital, that's free of charge under the NHS. At Specsavers, it will cost £35 per ear.
Okay, per ear. Okay. Mm-hmm. £70 then.
That's right, yes.
It was when I went to school. Okay, so can you tell us about hearing tests, what we can expect to happen, how much do they cost, and just tell us a little more about how long they take.
Sure. So there are many high street places where you have to, where you can have a hearing test. No need to go to a doctor or a hospital. In Specsavers, you can also do a quick screening test, which only takes a few minutes, just to see whether a further test is required. A normal hearing test would take around half an hour. It involves the audiologist looking inside your ear, checking the health of the ears. You will then have headphones on your ears and you'll be pressing a button when you hear a sound. This will then give us a prescription of your hearing, and we'll be able to tell you whether there is a hearing loss, and if there is, whether there is a need for a hearing aid.
Okay, how often should one have a hearing checkup?
We recommend that if you are over 60, every couple of years is a good routine. Okay. We can then, even if there is no hearing loss, it's good to know there is no hearing loss.
Yes.
And we can see what happens over the years to your hearing as well.
That's good. And can you tell me, can you detect any other ailments with a hearing test, as indeed you can with sight tests?
Yes, we can. There are the most obvious one that we see quite often is problems with skin on the outer ear, which we then refer to the GPs. That often turns out to be skin cancer, which can be removed easily at the hospital. We can also detect middle or inner ear infections. The most serious thing we can detect is a particular hearing loss that needs to be referred to an ENT specialist, which can sometimes, now very rarely, so please don't get scared, and it could be tumour on the auditory nerve, which again could be removed.
Okay, well, just going back to when you say skin on the ear is can be a problem, do you mean it's itchy or it's inflamed or...
So this usually looks like a little lump on your ear, like a little spot, which is due to sun damage, which a lot of people wouldn't even notice, or sometimes it doesn't cause any pain or itchiness. And only when we look closer with our little equipment, we can see there is something there, and we would then refer further.
That's very interesting. Now, we mentioned hearing aids earlier. Can you tell us a bit more about them? How do they work?
Sure. Once we've done your hearing test, we will have your results called an audiogram, which is like a prescription of your hearing. And we will know which sounds fall into a hearing loss range. The audiogram will be programmed into the hearing aids. When the hearing aids are on your ears, small microphones in them pick up all the sounds going inside your ears. The hearing aid will then compare these sounds to the audiogram, and if you are already hearing them well with your normal hearing, the hearing aids will leave it alone. However, if the sound you normally don't hear very well, the hearing aids will amplify it. It also knows how much to amplify the sound by. The hearing aids can also focus much more on the speech in front of you and ignore the noise and do a lot of fancy things.
Wow, isn't modern technology brilliant? How very clever. Now, I have heard that some people worry that once they start wearing a hearing aid, their ears become lazy and their natural hearing becomes worse. Is this a myth or is this the case?
This is a myth. There is this misconception that wearing hearing aids will make your ears worse. Your hearing will seem worse when you take your hearing aids off, only because you will be appreciating how much better you were hearing with your hearing aids in. If you were to do a hearing test right after taking your hearing aids out, the results will be just the same as the original test.
I see. And are hearing aids expensive, and is there a lot of choice these days?
You can get free hearing aids on the NHS. You can get them from Specsavers as well. There are just the standard behind-the-ear hearing aids. The audiologist will choose the right ones for you from the NHS range that they have. You can also buy hearing aids. This way you have different options of fitting styles, colours, features. You can have hearing aids which connect to your phone or your TV, but they cost money. The cheapest hearing aids we sell are £495 per pair, but they go up to £2,995 per pair.
Good grief. Doubtless there'll be designer hearing aids then. Poochie Gucci hearing aids. Now, our listeners may be concerned about being able to manage a hearing aid if they're small and fiddly. So how can this be remedied?
Well, there are different options. If you vision impaired, you might want to choose something that's not as small, maybe something slightly bigger. There are also rechargeable hearing aids, so you don't have to fiddle with the batteries. And if hearing aids require a cleaning or maintenance, you can always come back to the store and our staff will do it for you, because it can be quite small and fiddly.
Okay, that's interesting. So how long do the batteries last in hearing aids?
So that would depend on the hearing aid and on the size of the battery. If someone wants a very small and discreet, almost invisible hearing aid, it's going to have a small battery, which will last you about 3 days. However, some batteries can last up to 3 weeks, depending on the size.
I see. And I believe if you wear spectacles, you can kind of camouflage the little wire, do you call it, or the little bit that hooks around the ear?
There is either a wire or a tube, and when you wear glasses, the hearing aid will sit right next to the arm of the glasses behind the ear. We can choose a colour to match the glasses closely, so they're very discreet these days.
I'm sure they are. Now, I've heard it said that some hearing aids seem to whistle and can be rather uncomfortable. Do they still do that? Why is this?
This used to be an issue with older hearing aids. Nowadays, if they are fitted properly, they should not be much of a problem there with whistling or the pain in the ears from wearing them. There are choices of fitting styles and sizes, and we will choose the best product for each patient.
Yes, and people have said that sometimes the hearing aid amplifies all the surrounding noise. So how would a hearing aid help the wearer to hear speech better and not the surround sound?
Well, this would depend on the quality of the hearing aids. It is important to discuss with the audiologist the situations you struggle in. If you choose hearing aids which are designed for simple amplification but you socialise a lot, the hearing aids are not suitable for your lifestyle. If you attend classes, coffee mornings, working in a busy place, have conversations in groups, you need hearing aids which would cope with these situations, and this could be discussed with the audiologist. The right hearing aids would focus on speech while ignoring the noise. They can also work with music to make sure it sounds natural.
Oh, sounds like one might almost have a portfolio of hearing aids for sort of socialising and coffee mornings or watching the TV.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, the hearing aids. Do people have a couple or several?
Well, if you need hearing aids for these more complicated situations, you tend to go for the better hearing aids, which will work for everything.
Yeah.
So you just have one pair for everything.
Oh, that's good to know. Now, finally, Carolina, can you give us some reassurance about choosing and wearing a hearing aid for the first time? Quite a daunting prospect, I'm sure. And how long, on average, does it take to adapt to wearing a hearing aid?
It can take a few weeks up to a few months to get used to hearing aids. Remember that your hearing loss has been deteriorating over a long time, sometimes, 10 years. So your brain hasn't heard sounds the way they should sound for about 10 years. So hearing aids will take time to sound natural. The longer you leave the process of wearing hearing aids, the longer it will take you to get used to them.
Okay, I expect the world suddenly sounds incredibly loud once you get here. You have to start telling people not, can you speak up? You have to start saying, can you not speak so loudly?
That's right, yeah. The main problem that people notice when they start wearing hearing aids is that everything sounds very sharp and shrill. But actually, what they notice is things are clearer and sharper, which is what they needed in the first place.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Carolina, for a really interesting chat. And I've learned an awful lot myself. And in fact, I do feel prompted now to pop in for a hearing check soon. But listen, just between you and me, can you just answer one last question? Is it true that men tend not to hear so well, or are they really just ignoring their wives?
If it wasn't for the wives, we would hardly see any men for hearing tests. So thank you, ladies, for pushing your husbands to have hearing tests. It is true, they have a hearing loss. The high frequencies go first, which means they start struggling to hear ladies' voices.
Well, okay, so it isn't just the wives then, perhaps. Carolina, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you so much. And also, I'd like to thank our sound recordist today, Joe Piper. Thank you both.
Thank you.